Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, and in the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley in our loose consortium spread out across the country. The three of us have been working together for decades, but we all have, life can be distracting. So tonight, on Monday, April 10th, the sun is about to conjunct Jupiter. It'll be conjunct Jupiter tomorrow, and you can feel that opening, that excitement, but not necessarily that cheerfulness. There's a lot of buzz going on in the world right now. We can feel that some of the best and the worst of the tension from that. The Venus goes into Gemini in the morning. Mars is in Cancer, and I've noticed many people feeling quite literally crabby since Mars has gone into Cancer and making us a little on the edgier side, a little more self-protective, and it certainly has helped keep politics exciting. Tomorrow, as Venus goes into Gemini, she forms a trine with Pluto at zero Aquarius. Saturn at 3 degrees of Pisces is, you know, Mars has been trining that Saturn and it's moving on just a little bit. So it's going to be, you know, and one of the aspects that I'm feeling most this week is Mercury kind of stubbornly in Taurus, in a good shape, but Mercury in Taurus is starting to slow down. It is coming up to conjunct Uranus, and we can feel a series of changes just about to happen, but they haven't quite yet. They're just building up momentum. And with that lineup, with Saturn about to conjunct Uranus, it then turns retrograde a week from this Friday for 3 weeks. So Mercury is well into its shadow now, and we can feel everything slowing down and information not quite coming true, but, you know, there's still excitement. And Mercury come up. We can feel these changes in the air, the potential of so much happening in the world. And then it's going to turn retrograde and back up mid-May, it turns forward again and begins to build the momentum back up. So hopefully Mercury retrograde you can start getting ready for it now. What do you need to plan now that you can implement then? You can put off starting new plans that are highly technical, put off buying new high-tech equipment, begin working on clearing misunderstanding and the dust and dross of missed connections with the people that we love, catching up on our paperwork, and, you know, getting going. The Sun conjunct Jupiter tomorrow can bring many new beginnings, a chance to start over. That the Moon tonight is forming a trine to that Sun and Jupiter, which can both be exciting and it's in its energy, and that weird feeling of the restlessness that's so intense that it makes people a little nervy and a little edgy, adding to that slightly cranky Mars and Cancer energy. Now, we'll watch this politically. While Mercury turns retrograde, many things that have been said in the last few weeks aren't going to happen the way people planned. Everything from the way those wonderful protesters in the Tennessee State Senate were stopped and removed. One of them has already been reelected. The other one is on the way to being reelected and move forward from there. I think I'm joined now by Mark.
Hi, Heather. It's Mark.
How wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yes. And how are you doing tonight? And you're calling in from New York City?
New York City. Yep. Starting to feel like spring here.
Yeah. Today was our first real day of spring. I could hear the bird song, and it actually warmed up, and the grass is showing a tint of green, which is lovely. You know, last week there was so much snow in parts of Montana that they made Easter bunny snowmen, which was pretty funny. But it's starting to actually feel like spring now. We were talking about so many changes that are in the air at the moment as Mercury approaches that conjunction with Uranus, but then turns retrograde right before it tags it and backs up. And, you know, I think recent weather, I think there's some the chance for real change showing up in, you know, protests from in Israel, protests in many places around the country, the world, and here also in America, the ferment around gun violence and around how those Tennessee state senators were kicked out. And, you know, we can feel that shift. You know, people are getting really fed up with the way things are and beginning to speak up. Now, the Nashville sends Justin Jones. He's one of the two young black men that was kicked out of the Tennessee state section for standing up for gun control. And he is a wonderful Virgo with DeSantis being a rather awful Virgo and giving us Virgos a bad name. It's wonderful to see Justin Bautista Jones. Virgo, we don't know what time of day he could either be a double Virgo or Virgo moon in Leo, but he's got Mercury in Virgo, Venus in Virgo, Sun in Virgo, Mars in Libra, and he has a Mercury-Saturn opposition. Saturn in Pisces, he's heading into his first Saturn return, and he has a trine between born 1995 as Neptune and Uranus conjunct, and they trine his Mercury, and his Mercury opposes Saturn. And so he's really someone with a good mind who's going to be grounded. Mercury-Saturn opposition and squares often really finish the work they start. And he, with that,
you know,
I'm sorry?
When you recited those pieces of his chart, Heather?
He was born August 25th, 1995. And so he has Mercury at 25 Virgo, and it is natally opposed his Saturn at 22 Pisces, and it forms a trine with Uranus and Neptune at 23 and 27 Capricorn, and it sextiles Pluto at 27 Scorpio. So he's got a really, I think, a really powerful chart to get somewhere. I would not be surprised if he becomes a state senator. I mean, a senator for the state, not just a state senator, within the state. He's got a really powerful chart.
Yeah. What strikes me in that list is he's really a servant of the people.
Yes.
He gets that in the way that an enlightened Virgo does.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very
different. I hope he does. So he got reelected by his constituency to go back to the state Senate. And you cannot be kicked out for the same problem twice. So they can find something else to kick him out for, but they can't kick him out for speaking up. And they said he shouldn't have been speaking with a bullhorn, but they had turned his microphone off and wouldn't let him speak. So I think it's going to be a powerful way issues play out there in that town.
Yeah.
So what are you seeing in the world that you'd like to share with us this day?
Well, I think it's really exciting to look at this Tuesday, that's tomorrow, because Sun conjuncts Jupiter in Aries.
Yes.
And so the best.
It is. It can be, you know, big events could happen. But I also see as that, you know, big events aren't always wonderful. You know, big events, with the, we see that we can hope that some of the big events will be wonderful. But that Sun-Jupiter conjunction in Aries has, it, you know, really lowers impulse control. So, you know, we had the, there was a major shooting today in Nashville also, where somebody was about to be fired from a bank and he went and shot everybody up in his, in the bank where he was being fired. And you say, yeah, I can see why they fired you, but, you know, to back up the issue of gun control, we'll see if anything actually comes from that. But for the rest of us, we can use that Sun-Jupiter conjunction. What can we liberate ourselves from tomorrow? You know, there's the political form of liberation, but there's also tension can we let go of? What anger can we release? What outdated plans can we release? And what can we embrace instead? That's one of the ways that I'm seeing this aspect.
Yeah.
What do you think with that?
If you look for it, whenever Jupiter gets a positive aspect, in conjunction with the Sun is a good one. There's going to be an opportunity somewhere. And it might just be an opportunity for you personally. It might be that you can help deliver an opportunity to someone else. So be alert to that.
And that's beautiful. So tomorrow Venus goes into Gemini and trines Pluto. It may be a time to speak about something. It's like I'm seeing some good beginnings. And we have potentially a grandbaby on the way. My daughter-in-law is in labor at the moment. If the baby is born safely, and I've got my fingers crossed on that, is got some really interesting aspects coming up. So tomorrow after at 1 p.m., I'm kind of hoping the baby is born before 1 p.m. on the East Coast, when the moon goes into Capricorn, but we'll see. Tomorrow also Mercury will be semi-square Neptune. I'd prefer the Sagittarius moon, just because an Aries moon in Capricorn's got a lot of power and could be a tricky kid to raise, but could be a powerful adult to be related to. So Mercury is semi-square Neptune tomorrow also. And so, you know, we can feel Mercury slowing down and our brains getting a little fuzzy. And, you know, with Mercury getting ready to go retrograde in a week. So tomorrow, it may not be all as bad as tomorrow, but tomorrow do kick in your Mercury retrograde survival skills. Check to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Your timing. Check your understanding if you start to react emotionally intensely to any event and make sure that you see it clearly. What other advice would you give people, Mark, with a Mercury-Neptune semi-square and Mercury slowing down?
with Mercury slowing down, gives the attention to the Mercury. And so the mind is going to overrule the emotions. And it can be a tricky mind. You know, Mercury is a trickster in a way that our minds can trick us. We can rationalize and make things up and pretend, you know, a lot of things the mind will help us do. And it can interpret the world in the way that we want it. So whenever it has any stressful contact with Neptune, it likes to use that energy to trick us. So we can be our own trickiest mind. So you have to be a little careful about that, you know. And it's all in fun for Mercury, but it can get us in trouble.
Yes, yes. Mercury is the trickster, is the coyote character.
Yeah.
Now, Moon heads into Aquarius on the 13th and will bring us back out and look at the bigger picture. Venus squares Saturn and on the 14th, and that, you know, can be a time when we're asking ourselves to, you know, we love old friends, but it can be hard to love during that time. It could be that restrictions get in the way, responsibilities. Maybe we haven't finished our taxes yet. And I would say the more time we can give ourselves, with Mercury slowing down to turn stationary next week, the more time, the less you do things at the very last minute, the better. Because that last minute, something will always be missing or fall apart at the very last minute. So you want to catch it earlier if at all possible. And to kind of notice, don't test love this week with that Venus-Saturn square. Instead, do what you can to nurture it and nurture that. And speaking of nurturing loves, how is your great spouse who had...
She's doing very well, thanks. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Making
wonderful.
Good recovery.
Good recovery from the stroke, if anybody doesn't know. And that they did some wonderful work, it sounds like. Some really lovely, the best of modern medicine to catch that and turn that around.
Yeah. Good. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we do. Let's take a few of those. And let's take this one. Hello, area code 347-200. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello?
And
yes.
Mark? Oh.
It is.
Okay,
yes.
Hi. Yeah. You had great advice tonight and really helpful. You hit a lot of points here for me. So, and I'd like to say, yeah, good luck with and wishing well to all the grandbaby and to Mark as well for his wife. Yeah, that's
well, thank you. Exciting moments.
Okay.
And what
is
your birth information and how can we help you?
Okay. Sure. My January 1st. 1955.
It was a good year. Yes, and what time?
At 9:25 p.m.
And where?
New York, New York.
In New York. And how, and you have, what's your question?
Well, you hit on a few things when you said taxes. I kind of jumped at that one. So financially, I was... I had a lot of changes and these recent years. Like I sold my house and I moved in with my son and daughter-in-law. And I'm taking care of the grandchildren.
Aww, wonderful.
So yeah, that when you said grandbaby, that one just got me.
Sympathizing.
Yeah. So they could be a handful, too. It's like what?
Oh, yeah.
Ages three and four.
I have some grandbabies, my my granddaughter, I have one granddaughter who's going off to college next year, which we're very excited about.
Wow.
And then the new one coming in. So you've got, you have the moon conjunct Neptune by progression in your second house of material resources. So you may not be feeling like you can see very far ahead on your finances. And you know that you're heading into a very personal time with your progressed moon going through the bottom of your chart. So it's good to be spending time with the family. Just make sure next year, in about 9 months, your progressed moon goes into Scorpio, that you'll need some time alone, that you have a life as well as this wonderful life with your son and the grandbabies, that you get some time alone for your own thoughts, your own work, a project or two of your own. You know, you are a moon in Aries. You do like to do things on your own when you're ready and when you get the chance. So
Make sure that's coming in. They went for a Easter holiday, so I am home alone. So this is like my little vacation time.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So you're enjoying that
that's
at the
why
moment.
I'm calling too, and I got
you. Know, see if you can work that into, you know, that you have moments alone or moments on your own project. Or you know that, say, Fridays or Saturdays, you're off, you are doing your own thing somewhere. And you can just, not necessarily plan it ahead of time. Just like, okay, I'm going to go meandering and see where I want to get a cup of coffee. But that room to listen to yourself is really precious for this chart.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because I went today to Dunkin' Donuts and got my little coffee and donut and came and had, like, just sat on the porch, and
isn't
quiet.
That wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's funny you say. Anything else with my relationship? Well, we live separately. We're married, but separate. We live separately with that kind of relationship.
You're married, but you. How long have you been separated?
Oh. It's about 10 years. I have a difficulty, but I'm thinking it's still going to be, that's probably continuing.
Your progressed son is on your Mars at 20 degrees of Pisces now. And I think if you two reconnected, there may be that you might find that it's a little different. You're past some of these aspects that were so difficult. But I think you kind of don't want to argue about how you live your life, and that there might have been some more arguments than you would have liked around that. I would say that there could be some healing because Neptune is off your Mars and progressed Sun. Pluto is no longer square, or it was sextiling your Venus for a while, but that kind of kept some emotional wounds a little open. Pluto was on your Chiron in the fifth house of love given to the world and opposed your Jupiter and Uranus. So I think you had, I think there's some old stuff that has shifted, but I don't know how much you want to go back and see each other. That doesn't mean it shifted all away, but I think the issues have changed.
Okay.
And it might be good
to
just get to know each other again with fresh eyes.
Okay.
Fresh eyes are important.
I had called about, believe it or not, like about years ago I had called you again, and Mark. And Anne wasn't there either. It was like a Thanksgiving night, actually.
Interesting.
And you had said that I was going to move, eventually go into a new neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And, I sold a house in Brooklyn, and now I'm up here. I had to sell because of finances, really. But the thing is, I did sell, and I did move. And I am up here with my son. So that's where I really started with the financial aspect of all of that.
Money is not why you do things, and it's not particularly that you're not, you're good with order and organization and doing things, but money itself hasn't been why you did anything. It wasn't your motivation. So I can see where, right now you just need that stability of, how you're living. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you hit that word, stability. That's what I really like.
Right.
Yeah, you hit all points. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Well, good luck, and may it all go well. You take care.
Thank you, and you as well,
yes,
everybody, tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see. 901-364, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you all this evening?
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
I'm thankful and grateful. How are you doing? Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you.
And what is your birth information again? We know we should have it down, but go ahead.
That's okay. 4461.
1961. Time?
Mm-hmm. 5:51 a.m., Memphis, Tennessee.
I could remember that it was Memphis. And where are you now?
Same place.
Same place. It's a straight.
Yes.
How's Tennessee feeling to you these days? There's so much going on down there.
It feels okay. I still want to leave. So as soon as I can get the opportunity, job wise, financially wise, get the money to move, I'm out.
Mm-hmm,
I am
mm-hmm.
out, Heather. Yes.
And how has your job search been going? And by the way, happy birthday to you too. Yes.
Thank you. It's going. It's slow. Nothing haven't happened since 21. So I'm trying to find some training courses, update skill level.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking. Yeah. So eventually something. It's the universe got to give me a break. I hope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like some of the blocks are shifting. Pluto's still close to squaring your progressed Venus, but there's a lot else. The moon in your progressed moon has just entered your 12th house of Pisces. So while it's in the 12th house, getting any training you can, but 12th house activities are sort of behind the scenes. They might be in large organizations like charities or hospitals or, helping people at a homeless shelter or doing things where you're working behind the scenes to make some good things happen or part of a large group. It can also be working in corporations, which are 12th house events. So any large place where you can feel like a member, like a bee in a hive, can be really helpful for that combination. Mark, what are you seeing with that?
Yeah, we've touched on that bee in a hive theme before. With
mm-hmm.
you really shine when you're part of the group, and so you should look for opportunities to do that. So when you think in terms of job training, think of where you can be part of the crew.
Okay. I was calling to find out where's my man mate.
I think you're in your chart. You kind of you got to start with finding your path, and then you can bring people in. You don't trust anybody to run your show. And I think you've got some decisions to make before love comes along with it. Love could be right there, but you wouldn't necessarily trust it. Now, since Pluto is off that square to your Venus, I think you've got good chances in the future. But we've run out of time, unfortunately. We're out of time again. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz saying thanks for listening. And I'll see you in New York.
See you. see you next week. Take care and good luck. Bye.
Okay, thank you.